This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday night angrily rebutted a special counsel's report investigating his possession of classified documents that highlighted longstanding concerns about his age and memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
It's How totally bad out- is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
Biden insisted his memory is fine and said he remains most qualified to be president. During his address, Biden also emphasized the report's conclusion that he would not face charges. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans, who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. We get more on this story from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Russian opposition candidate that has called for peace in Ukraine has not been allowed to appear on the ballot for the upcoming presidential elections. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Boris Nadezhdin, a local legislator in a town near Moscow, has been refused permission to run as a candidate in Russia's upcoming presidential elections. He was required by law to gather at least 100,000 signatures in support of his candidacy. The Central Election Commission declared more than 9,000 signatures submitted by Nadezhdin's campaign invalid, which was enough to disqualify him. Nadezhdin has openly called for a halt to the conflict in Ukraine and for starting a dialogue with the West. I'm Karen Chamas.
North Korean media say leader Kim Jong-un has restated he has no desire for diplomacy with South Korea and that the North would annihilate its rival if provoked. The report Friday said Kim, on a visit to his defense ministry, said his moves to cut ties with South Korea allow his military to take a more aggressive posture. Regional tensions have increased, with North Korea's weapon demonstrations and threats, and the United States, South Korea, and Japan strengthening their combined military exercise in response. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump seems pleased with arguments made at the U.S. Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility on Thursday. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
A jury in Washington has awarded a climate scientist, Michael Mann, $1 million in a defamation lawsuit. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Michael Mann sued a pair of conservative writers 12 years ago after they compared his depictions of global warming to a convicted child molester. Mann, a professor of climate science at the University of Pennsylvania, rose to fame for a graph first published in 1998 in the journal Nature. It was dubbed the hockey stick for its dramatic illustration of a warming planet. The work brought Mann wide exposure, but also many skeptics, including the two writers, Mark Stein and Rand Simberg. Mann says their comments affected his career and reputation in the U.S. and internationally. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.